A year ago Friday, an EF3 tornado touched down in Nash County. It injured 16 people, ripped the roof off a Pfizer plant, and damaged more than 100 other properties. Like other storms of its magnitude, it also destroyed major transmission lines. Dominion Energy says it recently finished building new and beefed up infrastructure in Nash County. I spoke with Dominion spokeswoman Charisse Newsom about the utility's new equipment.
The transmission structures in that Nash County area were lattice structures that were spaced apart and had power lines. And when the EF3 tornado hit, most of the structures were in place and remained in place, but one of them did experience some catastrophic damage. And so the new structures have these poles. We're using taller poles, larger poles, wider poles, and they are rooted much more deeply in the ground so they can better withstand the impacts of severe weather.
Galvanized steel can still bend and break. EF3 tornadoes like the one that hit Nash County can have wind speeds of up to 165 miles per hour. And while those storms are rare in North Carolina, there isn't a utility pole that can withstand a direct hit like that, is there?
Well, severe weather like tornadoes always pose challenges to the grid and to equipment because of their wind speeds and because of all the damage that they can inflict. But what makes the Dominion Energy grid so reliable is the way that the grid is engineered. And our crews do a really good job of positioning equipment as well as spacing it out so that it can withstand the blows from Mother Nature. Yes, Mother Nature is strong, and yes, she can do damage to our equipment and homes and communities, but our commitment is to make sure we're using materials and that we are designing a grid that can withstand as much of that severe weather as possible so we can keep the power flowing.
For clarity here, Dominion says its transmission equipment is typically designed for sustained winds between 90 and 120 miles per hour. So, with the opportunity presenting itself here to rebuild infrastructure, why not bury some power lines?
So in some of our areas, we do bury power lines. So Dominion has a program where we look at the areas that are most outage prone. And then we use that data, it's over 10 years worth of data, to identify what areas should be put underground because it would reduce the outages and it would also reduce the amount of time it takes to restore power after a storm. I also want to point out that transmission lines are different than what we would call distribution lines that you can find in communities and neighborhoods. And so for transmission lines, they carry high voltage across long distances, which is a little different from those distribution lines, which carry a little bit less voltage so that it can power homes and communities. And so those are often the lines that are buried underground.
So one common complaint from utility customers, and not Dominion Energy in particular, but just in general, if it could be any utility company, is communication from the utility during power outages. When one happens and when power can expect it to be restored isn't always distributed in a timely fashion. What is Dominion Energy doing to keep in touch with people in those situations?
So there are a couple of ways we do this. First of all, we have an app and we encourage people to download it. As a matter of fact, before storms come, we typically send out communications to our customers, such as email, and we also use social media to encourage customers to go ahead and download those apps so that they can both report outages and check the status of an outage and when their power is going to be restored. And then for other customers, we also make phone calls as well as connect with local officials. So for example, with the EF3 tornado last year, we had crews and boots on the ground coordinating with local officials in the counties to explain to them what the restoration plan was going to be.
Charisse Newsom handles storm communications for Dominion Energy's electric grid in North Carolina. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.